Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabel, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide over the internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the MacArthur entrapment story right after this. When we're talking about entrapment, it takes a number of different forms, but it all leads to the same end, and that is an illegal, unlawful incarceration or prosecution of somebody who's totally innocent. He didn't do that. That's the crux of entrapment. It is the prosecution and oftentimes the conviction and punishment of somebody that's totally innocent. Why would the police want to do that? What's the motivation? What's the purpose? Well, the answer is a little more complex than originally meets the eyeball. For instance, in some cases, in the case of the Hertz car theft story, it was to prevent this young man from suing the state and collecting damages. Sometimes juries in a case like this could award $100,000, $200,000 in damages. On appeal, it would be reduced, but in any event, the state, when they make a mistake, when a policeman makes a mistake, other state officers and agents will intervene and they will attempt to cover that up. Once in a while, we see those big profile cases like New Orleans, where the police killed four or five people during Hurricane Katrina. Once in a while, we'll get to a place where somebody will actually uncover these entrapment crimes, and the FBI is typically the organization that does most of this uncovering of these kinds of crimes. But the few that the FBI uncover is a tip of the iceberg. It goes on very commonly, and I've seen many of them, and I thought, well, let me report a few of these to you, and it'll give you an opportunity to be on your guard. And when this comes up, you know, you can say, well, I think I heard something about that once before. I think here's what I'll do to counter that. Well, this young fellow, I met him in jail. I interviewed him, and he was another classic entrapment. And it worked like this. The young man is having a party. He's going to college. He's a Nez Perce Indian by the name of MacArthur. And he's having a party. And the police are called out to the party about 11 o'clock at night. And they come in, knock on the door, and they tell him, you got this loud party going on. And I guess MacArthur probably got lippy with them. He was drunk. It was his apartment. And he got lippy, would be my guess, based upon what I heard from MacArthur and so on. And so the policemen, now they knew MacArthur. They'd been called out before. This guy had been in trouble before. He had two prior convictions. And in Idaho, if you get a third conviction in a certain amount of time, I forget how this is scoped out, but it's a third conviction, they call that a repeat crime. Well, they got a name for that. It's a repetitive crime or something on that order. And then they prosecute you for being a repeat offender, and that's a felony. So if MacArthur were to be prosecuted one more time, he would be a felon. And so the policeman there at the door, he says, hey, MacArthur, is that your car down there parked on the street? And he looks over, it was a Volkswagen, and he said, yeah, that's my car. And the cop said, it's parked illegally. You want us to tow it away, or are you going to move it? So MacArthur said, well, okay, I'll move it. So the cop follows him down. And now down on the street, there's a couple, three cop cars, and there's several policemen down there. And so here's the policeman. They walk out, and MacArthur goes and gets in his car. And he starts the engine, and he moves his car. And guess what? Isn't MacArthur drunk? And isn't that why the police were called out? Because there was this drunken bunch of college kids having a party? So now they arrest him for drunk driving. And this is his third time, felony drunk driving. And they prosecuted this kid and convicted him, and then they locked him up in the penitentiary for 5 years. Let me ask you this. How does this make the streets safe for Americans? You know, the police are out here telling us, hey, we're the thin blue line, and we're just out here trying to make the streets safe for citizens. That doesn't do anything for you and I in trapping this kid, you know, 20-year-old or 22-year-old kid for drunk driving. And furthermore, at that time, it cost $18,000 a year to lock him up. Now, they're not going to lock this guy up for 5 years. They're only going to lock him up for 18 months. Remember, this is his first felony now. But 18 months at $18,000 a year let's see here, 18,000, isn't that 1,000, that'd be 1,800 divided by 12 would be $1,500 a month. Now we're going to lock him up for 18 months, so that's times 18 months. It's going to cost $27,000 to incarcerate this guy for the 18 months. Then they're going to release him on parole. And then he's going to be released for 3.5 years times 365 days times $13 a day for an additional $16,607.50. $16,000 and $27,000. That's 13, 2, 3. It's $43,000. The police, in dealing with this MacArthur case, now remember, they were called out here because the guy was drunk and disorderly and had a wild party. And look, he never should have had this wild party, and he was a bad guy. And in addition to that, he never should have been, he shouldn't have been drunk driving the previous two times. And he was. And so on. But excuse me, he was not drunk driving on this night. It is true he was having a wild party, but he wasn't drunk driving. And I just thought I would ask you, would you want to spend $43,000 of your money out of your pocket to lock this guy up? Because it accomplishes two goals. You see, number one, the state in this case needs to fill a prison bed in the prison. They've got a vacancy, just like an apartment house has a vacancy. And by locking this guy up and filling that vacancy over there, they can justify their actions. Number two, the policeman gets paid more. His bonuses, his pay scale is going to be affected better by arresting a drunk driver than by going out and calming down a wild party. So the policeman has a motivation. After all of us have a motivation to be promoted. But by getting promoted, it cost us $43,000 to lock this guy up. Would we be better served with an empty bed? And without the police promotion, it certainly looks like to me that you and I, the taxpayers, would benefit more. MacArthur was never any threat to the health, safety, and welfare of anybody out here on the street. But he provided for promotion. He provided for filling an empty bed. He generated some trade, commerce, business, and industry for the law enforcement growth industry. But that's just another classic example of what we see in entrapment, sponsored by your local police. Isn't that just special?